Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, savages alike, we are back with the Dope and Dynamic. The Mr. Master Your Mindset, Colin Henderson, is back. Cranked with Colin, part two. What's popping?
J-Dub, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's good?
Oh, it's Friday. Life is good. God is good. Healthy. I can see. I can smell. I can taste. I can feel. I can stand on my own 2 feet. I just feel blessed. I'm blessed to have this conversation with you.
Absolutely. It's good to have you. So if you don't know, if you didn't listen to the last Crank with Colin, you missed out, you need to go back, pause this right now. Go back and listen to number one, which was the morning mentality routine. And Colin hopped on here and gave us 5 tips to how to start the morning off right. And today, we're back to give you tangible tools on how to shut the lights off at night correctly with your brain. So how do we wrap up a day with the mentality headed in the right direction? Once again, Crank with Colin. Colin, what do you got
That's
for us?
That's so good. I love it. Well, if you're taking notes today, let's treat this like a physical workout, but this is a mental workout. So if you're really committed to improve yourself, I want to challenge you to open the notes section of your phone or take out a journal, piece of paper. And I want you to set yourself up for success by having a game plan. I love this concept, Jeremy. Design beats willpower. Design. So let's design a strategy and a system that we're going to execute. Let's stop trying to wing it because our willpower is weak. The heart and soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. So let's get a game plan. I'm going to give you 5 keys.
Oh, snap.
Today. Like I mentioned, I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a homie 200 G's.
Hey, let's major
go
key.
Tupac, old school. Okay, so I'm going to give you 5 keys today. The first thing I want you guys to think about is this is what former Navy SEAL David Goggins calls a backstop.
Ooh,
a backstop. So when you go on a mission, he has certain points that he's going to make sure there's a backstop to where he's going to check in where he's at. So the first backstop is I want you to set a time when your nighttime routine officially starts. So for everyone, it might be different. But knowing that the human body needs, adults at least, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. There's research by James Moss who says teenagers need 9.15 hours of sleep.
You know any teenagers that are getting that much?
No. So we need to start our nighttime routine. We need to have like a game plan. When is the backstop? When is it going to start?
Like
so
that.
For me, that nighttime routine starts at 9 p.m. That's when my wife and I have already put down the kids. We've hopefully started to kind of clean up the freaking chaos around our house. But we know that our nighttime, really for us to hang out, talk, whatever, it starts at 9 o'clock. So have a backstop. What time are you going to start that nighttime routine? Now, number two is going to be hard for a lot of people, Jeremy.
We're ready.
And that is put your phone in a room other than your bedroom.
Wait, what? Can't have our phone
because,
on us?
Yeah, don't have your phone on you. You know, cell phones are amazing. I love TikTok, IG, all the stuff, you know, YouTube. But, you know, there's a thing called blue light on that phone that suppresses melatonin in your body. And you've heard this before, but I just don't want to be a slave to the phone. And how about this? When you wake up at 3 a.m., what's the first thing you do? You grab your phone. So you're already setting yourself up for failure because we are not disciplined enough. So let's put ourselves in a position to have success and self-scout. This is from Plato, the first and greatest victory is over self. So in this self-scouting, we are not disciplined enough to not grab the phone, to scroll, to, you know, look at my stories and comments and tweets. Like carve out a few times in the day to do that, but be disciplined and put that phone in another room. So if you need an alarm clock, or put your phone away from your bed where you have to physically get up. I will take that, Jeremy. I will take it. If you put your phone away from your nightstand where you have to literally get up to go get it, you're less likely to be a slave to that thing. Now, let's just get back to like the power of sleep. So when you sleep, your body produces testosterone and a banned substance called HGH, human growth hormone. But there's a sweet spot. Between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., your body produces double the amounts of melatonin, testosterone, HGH. So that's why getting to bed a little earlier, just based on the rhythm of your body, like when it gets dark out, when it gets light out, like it's on this natural rhythm. So if you can kind of start winding down and hopefully 10:30, that's when you want it to be lights out and challenge yourself to get 7 to 8 hours. So I'm just tired, Jeremy, of people glorifying the grind. Bro, I only get 4 hours sleep. I'm out here hustling. I'm working 90 hours a week. There's nothing cool about that. You know what's cool is elite recovery. So if LeBron James, the GOAT in basketball right now, been balling for a lot of years, if he says his number one strategy for success is sleep, I would listen. And I can give you a lot of other performers where at the highest levels, they are focusing less time on how can I grind more, it's how can I recover better.
Yes.
So have a backstop when you're going to start your routine, and then put your phone in a different spot from your bed. Number three, how about this? You want to chime in on so far, Jeremy, what I've just said?
I think I was going to say right in the middle where you're talking about put your phone down, I was like, all right, that wraps up round two because we're not ready for this conversation. But no, it's so true. I love what you said about that the design beats power, as well as just that discipline, putting yourself in a place to be successful. That is such a major key. And I love what you talked about in the first one where you're talking about, like, if you're trying to be average, like, this is not the conversation that you want to have. Like, this is not the place. But if, like, you're truly trying to take steps, like, the thing that's scary about having these conversations that you're breaking down right now is once you have this knowledge of how to do these things better, it's then on your conscience when you're not doing it, when you know you have the tools to do it and you don't do it, you no longer have the excuses. So that's why I have a passion, you know, to get masters like you involved. They can give such straightforward, incredible breakdown information so people can directly apply it. I mean, that's you can lead people to the water and you just gotta let them drink. But no, you're so on point right now. 1, 2, put your phone down. Number three, what do you got?
Yeah, well, let me just one more thing about, you know, phone away and have that backstop of on what time to go to bed is that getting quality sleep, it lowers blood pressure. It boosts your immune system. It's good for heart health. You can focus stronger. You can make decisions better. If you've had 5 hours of sleep or less 5 days in a row, the research shows it's like driving a car drunk. So why would you not prioritize, if a third of our life is sleeping, why would you not prioritize and have just a legit plan for your room? Now part of that backstop and that phone is, you know, you would try to make your room as dark as you can. And I think to keep it as cool, I think the temperature is like 60 to 68 degrees around there.
Yeah.
But number three, watch number three. This is super simple. We'll see if you're going to do this. And I would say for me, the most important thing for my day is to get up early, but is also to move my body. And a way that I put myself in a better spot to do that is I lay out my clothes the night before.
Amazing.
I predetermine it and I commit to myself. Okay, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to run. I'm going to hike. I literally decide what I'm going to wear the night before, because this does a few things for you. You watching this one? It's the start that stops most people. This avoids what is called decision fatigue,
which is so real.
I'm gonna preemptively decide. So, you know, therefore it's already laid out. So I've committed to myself. And how do we establish trust within ourselves? Just like we establish trust with other people, is they do what they say they're gonna do. So do you do what you say you're gonna do?
When you said you're gonna do it.
That's how you're gonna create that internal trust. So let's remove all barriers. Lay that shit out the night before, have it right by your bed. So you get up, boom, put them socks in, put those tights on, put the, you know, your shorts and your long sleeve dry fit. Let's go. I've already won. Now I'm going to go work out. It's the start that stops most people. So have a game plan. Commit to what you're going to do tomorrow. And I'm going to challenge everyone, move and sweat before screen. So let's help ourselves do that by having our outfit laid out the night before. Okay. Number four, let's go. Crank with Colin. If you're a real G and you want to get better, I love number four, read.
Yes.
Read. There is a report of a burglar broke into someone's house and stole all their TVs, their Alexas, all their tech stuff. And the owner of the house was like, these burglars are so dumb. They did not steal one book. That TV costs $700, but these books, the knowledge here is worth millions. I can get a new TV. I'm not worried about that. So the average CEO reads 5 books a month. The average American reads 3 books per year. Do the math. Is there a correlation? Leaders are readers, and readers are straight learners, and they are running the world. So what if you hear, Colin, I like to read? Well, guess what? There's a cool app called audible.com.
The best app there is.
There's articles. There's an app where they basically break down every book you want to read into 15 minutes.
Oh, it's Blinkist.
I'm having a mental block. But there you go, right there.
Dude, Blinkist is I used to smash so gold.
Those. I used to smash those. So maybe tell the listeners again. It's called Blinkist.
B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. And it's such a great tool, especially if you're driving to the gym or driving to work and it takes you whatever 15 minutes. You can literally get they take all of the gold out of a book. It's nonfiction. And whether it's talking about finance or just talking about mindsets, talking about breathing, they take all the gold that you need and they put it into 15 minutes so that you can grab hold of it like on a drive. Dude, it's so great.
So I'm going to tell you something. I used to work at, it's called Bard Medical. I used to sell devices. I used to be a sales trainer. And a guy that I train out of Texas, he recently got his performance or the company and did some changes. And he just, he had some bad things happen in the marketplace. Like different things happened with the industry that really hurt his business. So they basically asked him to leave or, you're going on a plane. He's like, I'm just going to leave. He got a different job. He's like, Colin, I'm so happy that, it didn't work out for you, but I'm so happy that I met you because you challenged me to read every day. And he said, the old me would smash Netflix and, like all of us will oftentimes do and watch sports, he says, but you just challenged me to read just a few minutes a day. And, through this time, like this last year, I read a book by the GOAT, Tony Robbins, called Unshakable. And I learned how to invest money in the stock market. He said, in this last year, from the knowledge from this book and other books on investing, I've generated $200,000.
Dude, come on.
From investing. So even though, this job didn't work out, like I'm more wealthier in this year than I could have been, but because I learned these tools in this book or these other books that I've read. So thank you for that.
Man, that's so awesome.
So I'm just saying, if you just read 10 to 15 minutes a day, this is from the book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Just 10 to 15 minutes a day. That time, if you read 10 pages of a book a day, you'll get easily a book and a half done a month. Easily.
Yes. Yeah, there's a...
And my life changed, Jeremy. My life literally changed the moment I started investing in my personal growth.
Absolutely.
And books, audio books. So in this day and age, being ignorant is a choice.
Say that again.
So if someone who can read but doesn't read, they have no advantage over someone who can't read.
Correct.
I'll say that again. Someone who can read who doesn't read has no life advantage on someone who can't read. So it's a discipline skill. Can you put your phone away? Can you train your mind to be focused? And can you read a book?
Yeah, there's a quote that I love by Eric Hoffer. It says, in times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists.
But here's the deal. People would rather zone out and not think and numb themselves by binging the Boys on Amazon Prime. Now, that's a good show. I will say that. But
call escapism.
They would rather, yeah. So it's kind of like, and this is me, like when I'm about to walk in the gates of heaven and I'm looking back at my life, I guarantee you no one ever said, I wish I would have smashed more Xbox. I wish I would have watched more shows on Netflix. I wish I would have watched more movies. No, they probably wouldn't. And again, it's the slight edge. If you read a book a month for the next 20 years, how much knowledge are you going to gain? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
let's just do the simple math. Let's just say you got 5 years and you read a book every month. You've read 60 books. And I'm just telling you, man, the best leaders in the world, they say that their best mentors are books.
Without a doubt.
So I just want to challenge the readers, listeners.
They about to be readers.
Yeah, have a book on your nightstand. And I wonder, you know, if you're listening to this, we should maybe give them a list of books to read.
I was just about to say that. Maybe we'll put one together and we'll put it out on the Instagram.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's give you maybe our top 10 that I love.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now once you've done that, once you've been a savage with having a time backstop, you put your phone away, you lay your clothes out, you predetermine, you know, what you can do. And maybe if you're reading a book, you fall asleep. Great. That's phenomenal. But if you can get to step 5, this is where you talk about savages alike. This is next level ninja type shit right here. If you're really committed, again, winners do what non-winners are not willing to do. You don't need to be sick to get better. Average people will not do step 5. And that's where we're just going to keep separating ourselves from the average people who are interested, but they're not committed. I call it GLN. So it's what did I do good today? What did I learn today? And what's next? So reflect, what went well today? What are some small wins? How did I perform well today? Step 2 is, what did I learn today from that book I just read, or from a mentor, or from a failure? How can I celebrate this mistake? This is from Nelson Mandela. I never lose. I either win or I learn. So are you self-scouting and writing down, what did I do well today? And this is what is called conscious competence. I know why I'm successful. And question 2 is, what did I learn today? This is where you can journal and write down things you want to, you know, from your partner, from your spouse, from work, from a book you read, from a mistake. Like, you're documenting all this gold. And then step 3 is, it's all about application. What am I going to do next? For me to crush my goals tomorrow, and for me to set my one intention in the morning before I wake up, you know, like what are some things I'm going to do next? GLN, good, learn next. So, and that literally could take 2 minutes right there.
Yeah, it's cash.
So if everyone has a book and a journal on their nightstand instead of scrolling their phone, I'm just asking you, dog. I'm seriously, listeners, honest to God, someone argue this with me, please. What's going to give you more return on investment for your happiness, for your health, emotionally, mentally, for your goals? Scrolling through Instagram for 45 minutes before you go to sleep. Or watching an hour of a show on Hulu, or reading 10 pages of a book and taking 5 minutes to journal, what'd you do good today? What'd you learn today? And what are you going to do next? Someone argue with me, please. I'm going to invite you, Jeremy, to argue the other side of, you should watch some more shows.
Yeah. I think it just comes down to not knowing that there's something greater, you know. It's like, the thing is that we view life as if it has a period on it, you know, like that there's a finish line, you know, there's a process, you know, and that's the thing when you're trying to get somewhere, you know, when you feel stuck, it's like you're constantly looking for places to escape, you know, whether it's whatever the vice is, you know, it's the person who's going to binge Netflix is really no different than the person who needs to go out and take a smoke break or needs to go to the bar after work. It's really, you're looking for the same thing, you know? And so we have to get out of a survival mode where we're just trying to get through. And I'm like, I want to live my life, Colin. Like, I really want to live and help other people find their way. That's why we're talking on this podcast, because we're both after the same thing. We want to help people actually live their life. And so, you know, that the Netflix, the getting out and forgetting, you know, all of the things that are going on, you know, whether it's to get a good laugh or to turn your brain off, and as opposed to, like, we're rather escape than actually go through the process and like process what's going on in our mind, what's going on in our spirit, what do we feel, what do we learn? You know, we don't. So it all stays on the table, and that's why we have like this crash, you know. And so the steps that you're giving, you're clearing out the SD card of your mind and your soul, you know, when you allow yourself to actually process information.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and I would expect you to do this, if you can, realistically, 5 nights a week. I'm going to give you grace for like 2 nights. Sometimes, I have 5 kids, man. I don't always execute all 5. You know, on a Friday night, you know, if we get a babysitter, we're going on a date night, I'm not going to smash these 5. So, you know, have grace for yourself. Just don't do, you know, 3 days in a row of not doing this. You know, you're not going to be perfect. So, but if you can get 5 nights out of 7 right here, and, you know, some nights you won't get all 5, but you can get 2 or 3. And can I just add a bonus? I love bonus. I love giving a bonus. I love bringing value beyond just what other people expect. I would say to put a cherry on top of this whole sequence is knowing that human beings, you know, the number one source of happiness backed by Harvard science, longest research trial on happiness, it's actually still going on. They found that the number one source of happiness is connection. So a bonus would be, how can you connect with someone at the end of the night, whether it's a spouse, a partner, a friend, where you text, I love you, or you pick up a phone and call, how was your day? Or like my wife and I, like, how was your day? Let's check in. How the kids do? What are your plans for tomorrow? I love you so much. If you can put end the day with saying, I love you to someone, I just can't think of a better way to end the day. Not to get on Twitter and be a straight troll on Twitter, but you can look to someone that you care about and have a real human conversation. You can hear their voice and you can express, I love you.
So good. And the things that I love about all of those is I 100% guarantee that if you start doing these things on a daily basis, you will start to crave them. You'll start looking forward to the time that you get to do these things, the time to spend creating a better version of yourself. But also you start to crave growth when you're reading things that are pushing you towards somewhere. You're creating ideas in your mind. You're collecting different perspectives on your life. And those things allow you to actually push yourself and push everyone around you, you know, somewhere new. And there's nothing sexier than growth.
That's it, man. That's it. Facts. So we got it, man. Set a time when you're going to start that routine. So try to put your phone away from your nightstand. Have a plan for the next morning to work out, exercise, move, or whatever it is. Get your clothes laid out. Read something. Learn something. Even if it's just for 10 minutes or just 10 pages. It could be an audiobook. There's apps that can break down books for you. And then if you can just take a moment to reflect and write down, hey, what did I do good today? I'm going to celebrate some small wins. You know, instead of, you know, replaying all your failures, let's document your successes. And then what did I learn from a mistake or from a book or a mentor? And then, you know, what's one thing you're going to do next? How can you apply this from Gary Vee? You know, things don't grow from the clouds. They grow in the dirt. Let's get in the dirt. Let's actually use these things. And then just connect on a human level. If you want that, like, bonus, connect on a human level with someone. Tell them that you love them and tell them, thank you. I'm grateful for you. And maybe just talk for a few minutes on how was your day and what's the plan for tomorrow, or just whatever you need to do, just maybe try to connect. Because when you connect, real human connection, it is called oxytocin, and that's real connection. Connection on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is not real human connection. So let's go.
So good. Colin, I appreciate you so much coming on and being a part of our community. If you go check him out, Colin Henderson, Master Your Mindset, all over the internet, Instagram, you know where to find him. Until next time, my friends, stay cranked.